So one of these crazy ideas has actually manifested itself into a swim. And there's two things that you've created. One is the Great Keppel Island Swim, and the other one is the Keppel Island Swimming Association. So what came first? It's like a chicken and egg. Were they a pair, or did one start and the other one?
The idea about the swim came to me. We moved to Rockhampton back in 2010, and the first time we went to Great Keppel Island, I would say about a year and a half later, in the fall of 2012. And at the first time I went to Keppel, and I'm thinking that would be a great place to swim. You know, I found out it's 20 kilometers. I never swam open water before, and I thought, oh, it just swim around Keppel. You stand in one spot, you finish the damn spot. It would be great, great, great place. People thought I'm crazy because, you know, there's too much. And I had the thought in my head for what, 6.5 years. And every time I go to Keppel, I'm just putting my head, okay, we can start here, we can swim this way, I was planning the swim for 6 years. And then for whatever reason, I decided to do the English Channel, and that's all went through. And I swam around Keppel as a preparation for the English Channel. So I was the first person to swim around. It just happened to be the first person because island was right here and I had to swim a long distance. So, and after that, I have a few friends who said, we're going to come next year and we'll do it. And I thought, oh, maybe we can do it better than just, a couple of friends. Maybe we can make it a little bit bigger. And that's where the idea of the Keppel Islands Swimming Association came. So KISA, it's non-for-profit organization. So an event, Swim Around Keppel, which is in August, it's the main fundraising event for KISA. And the purpose of KISA is so that all the money we're raising, the part of it goes to a traveling fund for Central Queensland kids who go to open water state and nationals. And then we're going to add more as the, organization grows. And the second part of the money goes toward the water safety campaigns, the play, Joy Road, and just to keep it water safety all around here. And a little bit money left for the next year. So that's where the Keppel Island Swimming Association came. And yeah, the swim. So swim is going to be every August, just depends on the tides. And I would like to keep it or I guess we would like to keep it not massive. I'm looking at it as not a race, but as an event, and preferably a family event, because we had people coming with the family staying from Thursday till Sunday or Monday, swimming Saturday morning, and just enjoying very nice family holiday, really.